casinos use constant sound and noise to keep people engaged. And I started wondering what all the noise like that is doing to me in my life. Not that I'm hanging out at the casinos, I mean, right in my house, because it's not just the TV noise anymore. It's, hey, Google, Alexa, Siri. It's the ding from the text and the banners on emails and all these little celebratory sounds from games and bells. And it's just constant. And all day, I'm just sitting there absorbing all of it. There are also harsher examples of sounds that are made to wear you down. Think about like interrogations that happen. This just sound is used to disorient someone and create stress. Just this continuous sound, no rest, no quiet, and it keeps you unsettled. Are we living in our own lives any differently when it comes to noise, sound, and this constant stimulation? Like, what is that doing to our nervous system? And I would say it's probably doing a lot, and it's not good because we are restless, we're on edge, we're tired, we're not as peaceful as we could be. So what do we do? Maybe we can just look at who are the gatekeepers of our attention. Like, are we giving it away to these sound thieves? And can we create more pockets of time in our day that are quiet, where we are in control of our sound and our noise? Jesus said, "My peace I give you." And it's not the world's version of peace. It's received, it's cultivated, and it will grow and expand when we make more room for him and more room for that quiet.